Hey y'all, hey, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone around the world. I am LaQuisha Nelson, also known as the Black Girl Abroad, and welcome to a new episode of the Black Girl Abroad podcast. Remember, on this podcast, we are letting the world know that we are, say it with me, stamped and cultured. On today's episode, we're going to discuss something that I've been experiencing lately, and that's living through grief. How to live through grief, what to do, who to turn to. These are all questions I will be answering in this podcast based solely on my experience, guys. So stay tuned as we take a deep dive into this topic. If you've listened to last week's episode or watched the 12 Days of Christmas with the Black Girl Abroad, then you know I lost my favorite person, my grandmother, Ethel Mae Nelson, on Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. Unfortunately, grief is something we can't avoid. It's a part of the living experience. But I think understanding it better helps us in processing. So, what is grief? Grief is formally defined as deep sorrow, especially that's caused when someone's death, according to dictionary.com. Grief is simply a normal, and I want to stress that this is a normal response to a major loss. Grief includes, but is not limited to, the moments of sadness, anger, guilt, and despair. And it's through grief that we mourn. My grandmother's passing was my first immediate family's member death I've dealt with in a long time. My first encounter with grief and mourning was around the age of 9, my grandfather, Albert Nelson, passed suddenly. I remember coming home from school and seeing my mom and uncles looking through church programs. And I remember asking my mom, "Are we looking for a new church to attend?" And I remember her sadly responding to me by looking up from the various programs and shaking her head no. I said, "So what's going on?" And that's when she told me. I think at that time, I knew what it meant to die. I mean, I had a pet fish that would die. But I can truly say I didn't understand death. I remember seeing my grandfather in the casket and thinking, why won't he just wake up? I also remember being a kid and being scared to go to my bedroom closet because I would see his image there. Then fast forward to high school, and at this time, it was my great-grandmother's funeral. And still knowing what dying is, but not understanding it, I watched my great-grandmother slowly lose her strength and then stop eating. I remember hearing her say, "When I stop eating, that's when you worry." Because my great-grandmother loved food. Emma Washington was her name. Then throughout college and my early 20s, I had family members pass away, and it was sad occasions. But until it hits your doorstep, you never really get it. That's the thing about the human experience. We are all in similar situations, and we can certainly sympathize. But until it actually happens to you and you experience it for yourself, we will never, ever know. So now at 35, after experiencing a loss like this one, it made me understand death. It's nothing like losing a person you never thought you would. That just hit me. But I am grateful to have lost my grandmother at this stage of life because I am more tapped into spirituality. Before, when I was a kid, seeing images of my grandfather would scare me because I didn't understand it. Now, at 35, I'm like, dang, is my grandma gonna ever come visit me? Is my mama gonna ever, you know, appear? And I got my answer the first time she came to me in a dream. In the dream, she was smiling from ear to ear, and we hugged. And that's really all I remember from that dream. I woke up in tears because I was so happy to embrace her, even if it was in my dream. She has visited me more times through dreams since that moment. Each time I wake up and I immediately record what I can remember. But as I mentioned in last week's episode, I do feel empowered by her spirit. Because if it's one thing Momo, which is what I call my grandmother, is going to do, she's going to cover her family in life and in death. So I do feel connected to her, and that brings me comfort. This also reminds me of a poem I came across on Facebook that I'm going to read to you that says, and it's titled, and this is from Darnell Bentley, and it says, "Don't die with your dead. Did you know that when you cry for your dead, you cry for you and not them? You cry because you lost them, because you don't have them by your side. You think it all ends in death, and you think they are not anymore. So if your dead are gone, where are they? Yes, they have left, and they are now in another place. Is that place better than this? Yes, definitely. That place is better than this. So why do you suffer for their departure? When you have finished accepting that they are no longer not here, but they are still in another place even better than this, for there where they are no longer sick or suffering, then you will stop mourning them and you will get them back in memory so they keep accompanying you with the joy of all that they've lived through. If you truly love them, then again, and this time with greater strength, with greater purity, with greater delivery. Today, there will be no more reproach of any kind. Only love will be the essence between you, between us, between them. I respect your pain and the way you express it. I know you cry and you will cry without comfort. But today, I say to you, don't die with your dead. Remember, we are only seeing one side of the coin. We are not looking the other way. We are not seeing the wonderful place of light where they stand. What if we start seeing death as a second birth? Second birth we all will go through. Don't die with your dead. Honor them by living your life as they would have wanted you to. Let them transcend, and you keep living. So here's the thing. Grief is very tricky. One day you're sad and feeling low. And the next day, you're trying to pick up the pieces because that's what your loved one would have wanted you to do. But grief is also very subjective and challenging because the reality is how painful grief can be is anything above what we can imagine. Grief comes in waves, and everyone is not facing nor will go through the same level or reaction as the next. Hence why I say it's very subjective. According to Dr. Alejandra Vasquez, JDCT, she is a certified grief counselor, and so she knows everything there is to know about grief. And she says that these are things that we should understand about grief. The first rule is that grief has no rules. Meaning, after experiencing grief, your mind and body reacts out of your control. Your entire personality can change. Some people can become withdrawn while others can seek attention. And I definitely think from a personal experience for me, grief made me very withdrawn. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to hang out with anyone. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I just wanted to be. I just wanted to exist. And I just wanted to go through the motions. The second thing she says is that the pain of loss is profound. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing can be said or done to make a grieving person feel better. They must simply live through it. And please understand, it's not a simple process. So it's not just simply living through. But I think what she's trying to convey to the audience is that we just have to go through the motions. We just have to continue living on and going through the motions of what it is to have experienced loss. The third thing that she says is that grief comes in waves. Not everyone experiences all stages of grief. And those stages being denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. Now, I was informed that there's an updated list of the stages of grief, but I did not find it in my search. Nevertheless, how a person grieves varies despite there being common factors. The next thing we should know about grief is loss can lead to changes. Okay, this can make you reassess a lot of things in your life. This can make you rethink your life goals. This can make you reevaluate people that are in your life. This can make you think about current work situations. And I can honestly say, y'all, although this has been painful for me, but this has been such an eye-opener for me because it has really made me reevaluate a lot of things in my life. The death of my grandmother has made me say, okay, what can I be doing differently? What do I no longer need to tolerate? What do I no longer need to put up with? And that's really what kind of made me come to the decision of leaving Kuwait, because y'all, I would have stayed in a situation just because I'm like, oh, I just, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, and I would have made up all these excuses. But losing my grandmother really made me put a lot of things in perspective. And like, you know what? I really don't have to put up with this. I really don't have to deal with the BS you are throwing my way. So you know what? Let me remove myself from the situation. So thank you for that, Mama. The next thing that Dr. Vasquez wants you to understand is that in grief, therapy isn't for everyone. I'm going to talk later about my journey in therapy in dealing with grief, but she wants you to know that this is not the end all be all for everyone. And last but not least, grief can be lonely. Again, because some people withdraw. Some people maybe seek the attention that they're wanting, but they still feel alone. So these are just very isolating situations if you or someone you know is experiencing grief. So what has been helpful to me during this process? Well, if I'm being honest, this process has not been easy, smooth, or anything like that. Despite the smiles and the fun you see me having on social media, let's times that by 1,000 for the times you don't see me breaking down crying. For the times you don't see how sad I can get. For the time you didn't know my emotional state seeing Robbie and Mama Joyce have their grandmother, granddaughter time while we were on vacation. And me knowing I would never have those moments again with my grandmother. You're not seeing or hearing the video chats and phone calls with my family. You're not understanding the mental process I'm going through, knowing that my birthday will now forever signify 30 days till my grandmother's death. Like, all of these things are playing a major part in my mind. But I guess what's been making the process of me dealing with this somewhat easier is the fact that I'm not in Houston right now. I think if I was home, I would feel it a million times more than what I already am. And so I know that's something I'm going to have to process when I make that journey back home. But so far, what has been kind of helping me is honoring the words my grandma would always say to me. And that was to keep living. I remember being in the car with my grandmother and my mom, and something happened to my grandmother. I forgot what it was. But I know I would kind of annoy her sometimes, because I'd be like, "Mama, why are you doing that? Why you acting like that? Why you say that? Why you say your words like that?" You know, I would just be so uncouth, okay? And I remember her response to me was always, "Keep living!" Exclamation point, okay? And that was always her response whenever I would ask anything. So, "Momo, I'm here to tell you, I'm living by those words. Keep living." And it's through living that has made this a little bit more to bear, because I know that she's watching over me. The other thing that has really helped me in my journey of living through grief for me has been therapy. And I'm going to talk more about my journey in therapy, because February, you all, makes 1 year of me consistently going to therapy, which I am proud of that. But therapy has provided me with that safe space to discuss my feelings, whether good, bad, or indifferent. It has helped me through going through the motions of this process. And one thing my therapist, Kiara, has truly helped me to understand is to feel all the feels. Be present. No matter which stage of grief I'm in, be present. If you sad, okay, let's be sad. Tell me why you sad. What made you feel this way? If you feel empowered, okay, tell me what makes you feel this way. If you feel comfort, tell me what makes you feel this way. I appreciate having that sacred hour out of my Thursdays to say, okay, this is what is happening. This is what's going on. Today, I'm not really feeling it. Today was hard. And it gives me that space to feel believed, to feel helped, to feel trusted. And if it's any tip I can give to anybody out there dealing with grief, not dealing with grief, and just simply as a Black woman, this advice I'm giving to you came to me from TikTok. And it simply says, go to therapy if nothing else to be believed. Because I think so much as Black women, especially, because that's the only experience I can talk from, guys. Being a Black woman, you are given so many tropes that are not true to what your character may actually be. You're given this independent, strong Black woman trope. You're given this Jezebel trope. You're given this Hoochie Mama trope. You know, you're given all these different labels in society. And it feels good to go in a space where you are simply believed as who you show up as, not who society is painting you to be. So for me, therapy has been really what has been so instrumental in me dealing with the death of my grandmother, even before she died. Even when I just had a premonition that something was going to happen to her, I was talking with my therapist before things even happened. So that has been instrumental to me. Also, journaling has been very helpful to me in this process. I've always loved writing. I've always loved creative writing. So much so that I thought I was going to be a writer one day when I grow up, but I'm too much. I'm too free writing, as they would say. But that has also been very instrumental in helping me through this process of grief. Okay, y'all, we have been through a lot in this episode, so let's just take a deep breath. Breathe in and exhale, okay? Thank you for listening to the Black Girl Abroad podcast. Please know, if you're experiencing grief, this episode is for you. I hope you found this information helpful. Before I leave, I want to also provide my condolences to the Sashiri family. Over the Christmas holiday, I learned of the passing of one of my good friends from Prairie View A&M University, Ramonica Sashiri. She is survived by her mother, three children, sister, and a host of family and friends who loved her. Ramonica, I personally love you and will miss you. You was one of the first people to reach out to me when you learned of the passing of my grandmother, and you really gave me the real and talked me through it. And you just let me know, look, time not gonna make it any easier, especially because you are a grandparent's baby, but you have to keep going. And Ramonica was just that friend who was just real. She was always down to earth. She was always humble. She was just very transparent. She was going to let you know what it is, what it ain't, what you're not going to do. Like, she always provided a good time. Such a gentle soul, such a sweet person. And I truly, truly love her so much. Just the conversations we would have. And just how much of a true friend she was to me. Because y'all, if y'all only knew our history, me and Ramonica shouldn't have even been friends. But I thank God that God made a way for us to be friends. And Ramonica, I love you. I thank you for being a friend to me. And right now, I would like to honor her with a moment of silence. All grief resources will be provided in this episode description. Again, thank you for listening, and make sure to reach out on all social media platforms. You can find me on TikTok at Counselor Miss LaQuisha, IG at _TheBlackGirlAbroad, on YouTube, The Black Girl Abroad. And if you have enjoyed this episode and found it to be helpful and near and dear, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and support the brand. So until next week, I'm telling you all peace from the Middle East. I love y'all and have a good day.